8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. I'm a bit more settled this morning. Now, yesterday we were still all frantic with all the adrenaline of that hurling match.
Yeah. Still feel it, wouldn't you?
Still feel it, feeling the love. What's going on?
I'll tell you something funny. my better half took himself out of the bed this morning at about 1 a.m. And you won't believe where he was going. He went to get his NCT done.
At 1 o'clock this morning?
Yeah.
Where is he getting it done in Edinburgh?
So he filled out the form, and obviously you select what time you want to get your car done.
Yeah.
He thought he'd filled in 1:15 p.m. Turns out he'd actually filled in 1:15 a.m.
So what do you mean? They don't do it through the night.
Yeah, they do, obviously, because he went and got his done today.
They have an overnight NTC service where you can go in, rock in the middle of the night.
Get your car sorted.
Is this to deal with the back build-up
of
something?
I don't know, but I said to him, he only mentioned it to me yesterday, and I did ask him if I could talk about it on the show, by the way, and he did give me permission.
No, listen here. No. When it comes to this crack, Victoria, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. You tell that story regardless, then you go back to him and went, sorry, don't know. That is the rule going forward.
I like it. But I said to him yesterday, why don't you just rebook it? Cancel it and rebook it. And he said, like, the waiting list is actually that long at the minute that you just have to take the appointment when you've got it.
So
he went to bed at, like, the same time as me, 9 p.m. or 9:30, slept until his alarm went off at 1 o'clock, got up out of the bed at 1 a.m. this morning and went to get his NCT test done.
It'd be very funny if the wheels fell off the car at about 1:15 on the way down to the centre.
I had no idea they were doing it in the middle of the night either, but they obviously are.
Yeah.
That's kind of classic.
The big news that I need to ask you, because this is obviously the most important element of this story.
Yeah.
Do you have any good news? Did it pass the test?
I don't know. I was asleep, Casey.
Did he not send you a WhatsApp or something?
No.
He gets out of the bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Goes gets an NCT done, and now you don't know. All right, everybody.
I have no idea if it's passed.
Let's have a little game. Did Owen's car pass the NCT?
At 1:15 a.m.
At 1:15 this morning. What's he driving?
A Mazda 6.
Mazda 6, okay. Yeah. What year?
2011.
2011 Mazda 6, 2024, the 9th. Did it pass the NCT?
I would say there was a couple of little things that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There's always a couple of little things that they find,
I tell you something. If he had have woken me up to have told me whether his car passed the NCT test or not, he would have got pocket in the head.
Is he back in bed now?
Yeah.
Ring him right now.
No.
Go on.
That is cruel.
It is, I know, but...
No, I'm not ringing him.
I'm on suspense edge here now. I need to find out if it worked.
The poor lad.
I'm amazed at that there's NCTs in the middle of the night. And did they give him that time or did he sign up for it?
You see, he thought he had signed up for 1:15 p.m.
Oh, what a donkey.
It was actually 1:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine's just told me it passed. Thanks, Elaine.
Okay, Elaine thinks it's passed. Yes, it passed, says there. Jammer, how would you know if it passed? Were you doing the NCT?
Oh, look, somebody's given me the full report.
It failed on emissions. And her back right shock is gone as well.
Who's that? He's a messer.
I can't see your name.
No, there's no name. Whoever you are,
lovely,
you're a
lovely
messer.
Sunrise photo in your picture, though, by
That's
the way.
That's your kind of photo, all right, Casey, isn't
it?
Yeah,
big time.
So there you go, lads. That was the story. That's what was happening in my house at 1:15, 1 a.m. this morning.
Oh, man alive. Do you know why I was saying that poor old Joe Biden needs to just relax for a little while? It's because of this. So he gave a speech a couple of days ago. He went out again. You know, he's trying to recover from this horrific the debate he had with Trump. The poor devil was sick and he was croaky and he was stuttering and he lost his train of thought. But he comes out yesterday to address the crowd to tell them that he's still running for the presidential position, okay? And he comes out onto the stage and here he goes.
What, they're trying to push me out of the race?
No!
Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Adams and Chicane, and don't give up on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
All right, 17 minutes after six, there's Rory the Hip.
Hi.
How are you, hipster?
I'm all right, buddy, all right.
We had the a little bit of a press conference, Vic, last night down at Parky Queeve.
Yeah.
Rory was down there with all the boys, asking questions.
It has to be the quickest arranged press conference ever. I mean, like, it was 25 hours after Cork beat Limerick, and then we're like, actually, we'll get this out of the way now. We don't.
Okay, so you didn't know about it.
Well,
so
we did, like, but like, it was so quickly arranged. Like, normally they're like a week out in advance, but Cork, like, let's get this down and out of the way. We'll go in 13 days, will be fine.
Okay, all so right. Is that the last bit of press access you'll have?
Yeah, so the players now will just go train now for the next 2 weeks and get ready to beat Clare.
Will they train every day?
The train a couple of times. They were doing a gym session last night now because it was a recovery session. They'll have a couple of pitch sessions, a couple of gym sessions, and then just kind of get ready for Sunday week in Croke Park.
Right, so any injuries or anything like that?
No. Guess what, they're trying to push me out on the race.
See what I mean? There's Smokey Joe comes in out of nowhere.
Yeah, Joe Biden's not available to face Clare. Yeah. He had a good game at half forward against Limerick, but not available to face Clare.
The only hurling I'm doing is into a pot.
Dude.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Joe. We're trying to talk sport here, buddy. I have messages from people in here this morning already that are just getting back now. got home yesterday after the semi final. What a weekend! Met a great couple from Limerick. Great banter from Tom, who was up at the match. There is people still crawling out of Dublin.
I'd say so.
And finding their way back. What was the atmosphere like down there last night?
Very positive. I mean, like, everyone is buzzing. I mean, like, all the players are absolutely delighted now. They are saying that their phones have been melted looking for tickets already.
Yeah, I know.
So I'd imagine they're just going to turn their phones off for the next 2 weeks. But yeah, great buzz, great atmosphere down there. All the journalists were really excited as well. And it was just fantastic to see.
Did you get to ask any questions to important people down there?
Myself and Jar Mack, the hardest working person in the business, were down there. We got to speak to, like, manager and a couple of players, and Wayne Sherlock, the coach, but spoke to Patrick Horgan as well. An absolute legend.
How is Hoggy after his big 700 pointer?
He's just unflappable. Like, you know, he will lift the All Ireland and be like,
Is he one of them? He's just that chill.
He's just so calm. But that's why he's the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. Will he go down as one of the greatest of all time, or is he already one of the greatest of all time?
After his coronation now on Sunday week when he lists the All-Ireland, yeah, he'll be good on.
I love the
coronation.
And I love it. Like, Roy's already decided this is happening.
Well, I told you we were going to win the semi-final. You were like, that's
again,
exactly what you said.
I was
literally his response. It goes, Cork going to win, and he literally
I'm trying to protect your expectations, because isn't the win even more sweeter when you expect to lose or expect to get hammered? Let's call it the way it is. Most of Cork, I think, expected to go in there. 80% of Cork expected Limerick to hammer us over the weekend.
I don't think so.
Nah.
The innate Corkness in us knew that we were going to beat Limerick.
Most people I spoke to thought they were going to beat Limerick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone I met, like, even talked to Dave out here, hardcore hurling fan, said we're going to be hammered by 8 or 9 points.
Yeah, he was wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
delighted he was wrong. Don't get me. But I think going in as the underdog might have given them a little bit of a lift, because even if you look at the odds of what Limerick were over the weekend, they didn't give Cork a song.
No, we're not cocky. It's not cockiness.
It's not arrogance. It's confidence.
It's Corkness. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Corkigans.
Yeah. And I think you have to think positively, and you have to believe if you want that result. Do you know what I mean?
No. Do you know what I was watching last night? Cork versus Clare, the replay 2013.
Why?
Just because there was nothing on the telly.
Oh, and
it was just.
See.
It was just like, it was. What a game. It was one of the great games.
I was in Hill 16 for the first game, and I had the perfect angle of Clare's equalising point with the last puck of the ball. And
oh my God.
I genuinely wept. I cried.
I can imagine.
It was heartbreaking.
It's a different playing field now when we meet them in a couple of weeks from now. But they are very, very
they
good.
They are very good.
Okay. Are we all right?
So are Cork.
No, listen.
It's Cork.
It's coming out, minute, Vic.
Coming out, mate.
It's coming out.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
All right, we got a big one for you this week. It's a monster jackpot of 100,000 exactly. 100 grand.
Oh. I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
I swear to God, he's like, he's just on standby here whenever
he
we
is,
need him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
you, Joe.
Joe.
Cheers, Joe.
Cheers.
God love him. Would he ever just?
Oh, bless him.
Go for it now.
Give him a hug, Casey.
I know. He is like your granddad,
isn't he?
Like a fella. Anyway,
it'd be expecting him to give you a pound to go down to the shop.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Get yourself a few penny sweets there now, the chocolate.
Can I have two of them and one of them and two of them, please? How much are the teeth?
Oh, I like the teeth actually. Yeah.
The milky teeth.
Yeah, I like those.
The ones with a little bit of sugar on. A little dusting of sugar.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely. Tasty.
Anyway, how many milky teeth could you buy for 100 grand?
Quite a lot.
Do the maths and enter if you want to win. Because someone is going to go into this weekend, hopefully, if you answer your phone, with an incredible 100 grand up for grabs. Now, I don't know. It doesn't say here if this is guaranteed or not, which means if we miss the call, we could be adding more money to it.
Oh.
So the important message is don't miss the call.
No.
If you want to play and win 100 grand, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To get your name in for the draw on Friday, it will cost you €2.50. You enter for 250, we give you 100 grand. I think that's a pretty good exchange if you win. You have to be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And the T's and C's are at redfm.ie.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Morning, Kino. How are you?
How are
you? Not too bad. Keane is in the market now for €1,000 in cash. Yes. So let's get you sorted. How's everything in Mallow, Keane? So what do you do up in Mallow?
I work with Dairy Gold.
Very good. What do you do there?
I work in the purchasing.
Purchasing department.
Very good. Have you got a man cave, Keane?
I suppose similar to KC there. It's got tiles and a toilet and everything else.
Oh, yeah. That's you, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, same as Ian. Listen, buddy, let's fly through this. €1,000, you could build your own little. You can probably get a few bits and pieces for a man cave or whatever you need the money for. Let's fly through these. You got to give me 10 out of 10. We've only got 60 seconds, Kian. Let's play
in 3, 2, 1.
Kian, what airline is currently on strike?
Aer Lingus.
Question 2, who presents Saturday Night Takeaway? Saturday Night Takeaway, two lads.
Oh, Anthony Dick.
Question 3. Who played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Question number 4. Which Kardashian was married to Kanye West?
Kim Kardashian.
What movie doctor talks to the animals?
Dr. Doolittle.
Question number 6. Who voices the character Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Question number 7. Who had a hit with Girls Just Want to Have Fun? We just played it about 25 minutes ago, buddy. Question number 8. Spain play who tonight in the Euros?
France.
Question number 9. Who plays Batman's butler in The Dark Knight?
Michael Caine.
And question number 10. Cork hero Michael Collins died in what year?
1922.
Okay, let's go back. See how you get on. Right before the buzzer.
Yeah, he flew through it. Well done, Kian.
Kian, what's your full name and where are you from again exactly?
Kian O'Driscoll from living in
Carrigaline. Kian O'Driscoll lives in Carrigaline. I thought we had you down from Mallow, did we?
Yeah, he works. He works in Mallow.
My bad. So you got to drive from Carrigaline to Mallow every day.
Yeah.
It's a few quid on juice, isn't it? Be cheaper to buy a horse, Kian, wouldn't it? All right, let's go back over these and see how you get on. Right, Aer Lingus is correct. Anton Deck is correct. Hugh Jackman played Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which Kardashian was married to Kanye West? Kim. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle is correct. Mike Myers is the voice of Shrek. Cyndi Lauper is correct for Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It took your time on that one, buddy. I thought you were going to skip out on that one. France is correct. Michael Caine is correct. And for €1,000 in cash, Cork hero Michael Collins died in what year? You said 1922. Buddy, the answer I was looking for was 1922. Yeah. You did it, you did it, you did it, yes. Another winner.
Yay.
Hey, man, you're well done. Well done.
Wow.
You pulled that 1922. Did you pull that?
Because I very rarely actually enter. I enter the odd time, but I know some people that probably enter every day. They never get on. But yeah, sure.
You see?
Take your shot and your score. Yeah.
There you go.
Brilliant.
1922, was that a guess year?
I knew I was actually going to say 21. I knew it was around the 20s, but I sure, yeah.
Well done,
hey,
Ian.
That was brilliant.
That's a nice start to a Tuesday morning, isn't
10
it?
Out of 10. A grand in your hand, €1,000, buddy. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Man cave incoming.
Yeah, incoming.
Keane, thanks for waking up with us, buddy. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your €1,000. Spend it well. Get something nice for Keane as well. Don't forget to spoil yourself.
That's it.
You did all the hard work. All right. Take care, buddy. Well done.
Bye.
Another winner on the pop quiz every single morning just after 8. 10 out of 10. You'll grab a grand. Congratulations. So thanks to our friends at Easy Living Interiors. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. Well done, buddy.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
And that's the sport with Simply Six.
It is indeed 7:32.
Hello, Vicky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't got you on your right track.
Oh, hello.
Hello there. Are you easy to keep happy? You know, you're a woman. Are you easy? Do you think you're easy
if
to keep happy?
If you've got biscuits in your pocket, yeah.
Yeah.
And he does.
If you got a load of biscuits in your pocket, you're my friend.
Yeah.
Are you easy to keep happy, Kelly Murphy?
Yeah, it depends.
That's a no.
No, I am. I'm fairly easy going. I think.
There's a story here from a lady who was telling a story about a shop in New York. Did you hear about this new shop?
No. Anybody heard about the new store in New York City? It's called the Husband Store. And you can go there and shop for a husband. There's 6 floors in this store. You can only visit each floor one time, though. And each floor you go up, the value increases. You may choose any item from any particular floor, but you cannot. You can go up a floor, but you cannot go back down. So there was a woman who went to the husband store to find herself a husband. On the first floor, the sign on the door read, "These men have jobs." That sounded good. These men have jobs. Floor 2 says, "These men have jobs and love kids." Floor number 3 said, "These men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking." Wow, she thought, this is sounding pretty good, but I'm compelled to go on to the next floor. Well, she does go to the 4th floor, and the sign reads, "These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead good-looking, and they help with the housework." Oh, mercy me, she said, I can hardly stand it. Still, she said, I've got to go on. She went to the 5th floor. "These men have jobs, love kids, are drop-dead gorgeous, help with the housework, and have a very strong romantic streak." But she couldn't stand it. She decided she had to just find out what was on floor number 6. Floor number 6 said, "You are visitor 31,456,000 to this floor. There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are impossible to please."
You got us there.
Oh, I love it.
That's a real shop, by the way. Yeah. It really exists. 7:35. Morning!
KC on Cork's Good Times.
Can anybody tell me?
That's a bit of a deep question.
It's a warm cuddle on a cold day.
Wow, love is...
Oh, Rory, you're such a softie.
Love is 2 tickets to Cork versus Clare. That's what love is. And love is in the air. Seriously, though, any tickets? No.
No, stop asking.
The texts are still coming in. I've got about 30 texts.
Relentless.
Phone calls.
Yeah. I've already put in... Now, I'm going to be honest with you all. I don't deserve 2 tickets for this.
No, you don't.
I don't.
But
I don't deserve 2 tickets. They need to go to the people who've been following the Rebels in the middle of November in the dark of winter to the games that have been attended by, you know, a couple of hundred people. They're the people that need to get the tickets first and foremost.
I was talking to a fella last night and he goes, "Oh, my mother phoned me looking for tickets." And I said, "Well, ma'am, how many games have you been to this year?"
Yeah. It is a very fair point, though. The fans need to be sorted out first. And if there's leftover stuff for donkeys like me, then you know, I'll happily go along. But it always happens. It tends to happen, you know, around the quarterfinal mark, everyone comes out of the woodwork. The support is always there, but particularly when we hit a final, now everybody wants to be at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when do these tickets go on release, bud?
They don't go on release. You can't get them.
But they are released to the clubs.
Yeah, they will be, over the next week or so. Scramble for tickets is going to be insane.
How was the press conference last night? You were down there.
It was good. The atmosphere was great. Everyone's excited after beating Limerick, and everyone's looking forward to the clash against Clare. And I think the message from the management team was that the players have to embrace the next 2 weeks. There's no point in trying to shut it up because it's impossible. You have to embrace it and enjoy it, and it's just acknowledge that it's all part of it.
Yeah.
Like you see Pat Ryan, he's been part of an All-Ireland winning team. Like Wayne Sherlock has won 3 All-Irelands, he's part of the backroom team. They know about winning All-Irelands. They know about getting there, they know about getting across the line, so they know they've been there. So they're saying just embrace it, try and enjoy it, but focus on the games.
Do they try and protect the lads from the hype?
A little bit. I think that's kind of why they got the press conference out of the way last night, so they can just, like, they don't have to talk about the game anymore, so they can just now focus on training and getting ready for Clare. But look, like, even the players are saying it last night, they're getting hundreds of text messages saying congratulations, looking forward to the All-Ireland final. It's hard to shut that out, so can't shut it out. So you have to just, look, go with it, embrace it, enjoy it, and treat it as part of the All-Ireland experience.
Okay. If I said O2B,
Rebel.
That would be the response, wouldn't it?
Would be.
But it needs to be shouted.
Okay.
A lot, quite loudly, from the rooftop.
O2B, O2B.
Come on, Cork.
Come on.
A goal now would win it. Lynch went up after it. Downey kind of fluffed it a bit, but he's held on to it. And Collins gets ready to clear. Shane Kingston. They were taken asunder, torn apart, humiliated in 2021. And they've won it here.
Ivan Wadden.
Put the truth to the All-Ireland final. And Limerick's bid for 5 in a row ends in the semi-final.
I was watching the Sunday game. I'd say me neighbours thought I'd gone insane. The first half nearly gave me a banger. That referee was a bit of a langer. They said we couldn't beat the treaty again. They said Liam was going back to them. We started to play and we gave them a fright.
A bite again.
Then Hockey knocked over his 700th point.
Okay.
We put an end to the drive for 5. What a time to be a rebel and alive. Rebel, rebels, 24. Rebel, rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel, rebels, without a care. No, let's go and hammer Clare.
It is Shane Barrett. Barrett, off he goes, loves running with the ball. It's Brian Hayes, chance for Hayes, bursting through. Hoggy's with him, Hayes! Goal! If they're going to do this, they're going to need a few goals. They've got their first one.
We've got the banner in our whirl. My favourite chocolate bar is a twirl. Oh yeah, we're going out tonight. We're going to bait the banner, going to bait them right. So get your hats and flags and scarves out too. There'll be flying rebel flags out in Timbuktu. If you're getting Hogan Stan tickets, can you get me too?
Nice one.
Come on, Cork, you know what you gotta do. Let's bring an end to 19 years of pain. When we win this, Cork will go insane. Rebel, rebels, 24. Rebel, rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel, rebels, without a care. Now let's go and back and clear. This is the radio station of the Rebels. The radio station that brings you the Red FM Hurling League. And that is Rebel, Rebel 24 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Like, I mean, I don't want to be adding to the hype or anything. I'm just, you know, I don't want to be over-egging it, or I don't want to be anything. Easy, Sean. Even Sean's ready to jump in.
That's it.
Oh my God, we're in for a sketchy 2 weeks for a lot of people trying to get tickets for this thing.
Yeah, it's the scramble, as Rory said.
The scramble is on. Good luck, everybody. Other things that you can win. $100,000 to get you a few tickets, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We got the Red FM cash machine coming up in 12 minutes from now, sorry. Vic's VIP's on the way for you. And we got the pop quiz coming up a little bit later. Keep it on Red.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Starring Sydney Sweeney. Stream Anyone But You with a Now Cinema membership.
See, that is Shaboozy on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Morning, everybody. Welcome to a cloudy and overcast and slightly wet Tuesday morning. I have a question for you here if you want to answer this very quickly. Text or WhatsApp the correct answer. We'll get you on for the pop quiz in a couple of minutes. Can you tell me the name of the airline that is currently on strike all across the news? It's looking good, by the way. It's looking like it could come to a closure in the next day or two. if everything aligned falls into place. So for €1,000 to play the pop quiz, if you're free in about 5 or 6 minutes, just tell us the name of the Irish airline currently on strike. It is 11 minutes after 8. Rory's over there.
Hello.
There's Victoria Nichols.
Hello.
So I want to talk to you this morning about man caves because this is something I've always wanted. I kind of have a little room for all my records and my bits and bobs. Yeah. What about yourself?
Yeah, I have a little room for my records, and I put a TV in there thinking this would be like daddy's room, daddy's man cave, and it's not. It's just another room for the kids to watch Louis.
It's a storage room. Yeah. That's what it becomes. The intention is the man cave, but in my man cave, which was just strictly for men,
yeah,
full of Yorkies, it's now become the laundry drying room. It's now these kids' storage stuff. It's the camogie gear room. It's the helmets, bikes, knee pads, shin pads.
It's the room you put stuff into when people are calling and you need to frantically put stuff away from the rest of the house.
Just horsing into that room, yeah.
Lads, is it like, okay, I've got so many questions. Is it not a bit egotistical, though, to think that you deserve a whole room just for yourself in your house?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, we are hunter-gatherers, that's us.
If you go out into the woods and find your dinner, the least we can do.
I've got an extreme example here of when a man cave goes wrong, and I was telling Casey about this the other day, and this is why we decided to talk about it. But there's a guy in the UK, right? He's embroiled in a legal battle at the minute because he built a 10,000 square foot building on the side of the house that has had to be demolished last month. It had to be demolished. Why?
It's heartbreaking.
He didn't get any planning permission. Let me just tell you what was inside this, right? Mm-hmm. A bowling alley, a casino, and a cinema. And only three things of about 10 things were inside this thing. So
yep.
He called it his man cave. Obviously built it without permission, which is why it's been demolished. So I was saying to Casey, what is the story? Like, what is the story with a man cave? Why do you need one? I don't get it.
You know the way men hide away in the toilet for a very long time? We can be missing for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
This is to stop that argument. It's like, now you'll find us down in the cave.
Yeah, well, there's a comedian, Seb Maniscalco, who's been talking about man caves. Have a listen to this.
I have friends that are happily married, and some of them need to get away from their wives. Wives need to get away from their husbands. Significant others need to get away from significant others, right? This is the way it is. I'm not talking about that. That's healthy. None of my friends are happily married. None of them that will go, oh, if Ollie had a room, she couldn't come in. I need a man cave to get away from that. I need to get away from the thing I married. I want to get a man cave so I can cave sit in the woods in. I need to get away. I need a cave and a room to hide in from my significant other that I chose to be with. Build me a room that I'll never let her in ever.
Is that it in a nutshell, lads? Is it?
It's not that they're not allowed in.
No, I mean, you can come in and have a look around, but just don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hands off my decks.
So it's all the precious stuff. It's all the precious stuff. I want to know who has a man cave out there. If anyone is listening this morning and you have a man cave.
We're looking for Cork's greatest man cave.
I know there's
some cracking ones out there.
We want to see pictures, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see some pictures of what exactly is inside these man caves.
Somebody out there has, let me see,
the ultimate man cave.
Yeah, 65-inch TV, a snooker table, a fridge,
a bar.
No, they
a bar, the built-in. Oh, yeah, you know yourself. There's dartboards.
Projector,
probably.
What?
Yeah.
Cinema seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What seats?
Cinema seats.
Oh, for goodness.
And probably some gym equipment as well.
My lads, get a life.
Yeah.
Seriously, get a life.
Why?
Is our life.
It's a room to do things that you enjoy.
You wouldn't understand. It's just manly stuff, you know. Just stuff, you know.
Men are so weird.
Of course, good times. This is Red FM. It is 8:28 on a Tuesday morning. That is New Era and Birds in the Sky. More Munchkin House music for you. I want to do a massive shout out this morning to two of the youngest members of the Court McSherry RNLI, 19-year-old Taylor Murphy and 20-year-old Luke Hanley. Yesterday there was a 21-foot pleasure boat which found itself in danger after losing power and had been blown onto the rocks off the Cork coast.
Yeah.
And out go two of the youngest members of the RNLI. One of them, Taylor, is on the line. Morning, Taylor, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Listen, you're a bit of a hero this morning, fella. Yeah. Congratulations. I would presume you've been on a few of these outings, or was it your first?
No, I've been on a few. Like, I work at Sea US Atlantic Whale Wildlife Stories, so I'd be I'd be straight out in the water a lot. So
you'd be called out all the time. When did you join the RNLI?
About a year ago. I put in my application when I was 17 and just got approved then when I was 18 and then going from there then.
Okay. Excellent. Why did you want to get involved in it? Like, is this something that's in your family?
My dad and my brother are in it, so it has been down through the years, really.
Fantastic.
I always had love for the water and stuff, so.
Yeah, it's in your DNA. It's an organisation that I absolutely adore, and I still can't believe that a huge amount of the funding that the RNLI needs to survive has to be fundraised by the public. When you guys are called out of your bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning, you just have to go. You've got your pagers, they're ready to go, and you're out there and you're putting your own life in danger. How bad was the situation out there yesterday when you went out to that family?
To a fairly dangerous area, to be fair. Like, they propped themselves on a rope, on a floating rope that was just underwater, and then got blown up onto the rocks in the whole open bay.
Wow.
The old head can say, like, so. And there's a big swell pushing him further on, so we're just lucky we're in the right place at the right time.
So what did you have to do when you got there? When you arrived on your boat, what's the first thing you do? Obviously, it's to secure the people and get them to your vessel.
Yeah, just kind of just general risk assessment of the situation, like, and see how safe it is to get a tow across and stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, just taking precautions as well. If there's any damage to the vessel or any injuries on board or anything like that.
Incredible.
Taylor, you're a great young man. Do you know that?
Well done, fella.
It was actually your dad that contacted us this morning to tell us all about you, and he's absolutely right to do so.
The big proud head on Dennis Murphy this morning. He was delighted with you.
Yeah, there should be. And I know we're not talking to Luke, but if you can pass that on to Luke as well, just fair play. You're two great young lads, and you're doing a fantastic thing out there, and it's all on your own time, and massive respect from myself and Casey here.
Yeah, well done, man. Well done. Taylor, thank lovely for talking to you. Listen, keep up the good work. And what's the plan today? More life-saving?
Yeah, exactly. Boat maintenance today, I'd say, just because the weather's a bit bad.
So. Very good.
Well done. Keep up the good work.
Well done, Taylor. Nice to meet you, man. Take care.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Well done.
Take
well
care.
Done. You can read more in that story, actually. Cork BO have the full article up, and you can read about the lads, Luke and Taylor, yesterday and their amazing rescue. Good stuff.
Red FM weather.
With Casey's Furniture. The incredible summer event is now on. Check it out in store and online.
That's the sport for Simply Suits.
Dan has been bigging up. Dan Casey, who's on the big red bench of the weekend, has been talking with Joe Dolly. They're having a roundtable discussion about the weekend's event. And this is his thoughts on what Cork fans and Cork hurling has done for the championship.
The GAA's blushes have been saved by the Cork hurlers and fans. You look at the semi-final yesterday, it might as well have been a final. It was a huge occasion. You look at the one the day before, 39,000 in there. Not fairness, like, come on. You look back going into Munster, look at the scenes in the both Parky Keeve and Simple Stadium. You look at the doubleheader in Offaly. You look at the Dublin game. There would have been no one there if the Cork fans weren't there. Cork have completely saved this championship, and the GAA have gotten so much out of these Cork fans between putting all their matches on GAA go as much as they could to try to go for that population base and a passionate population base. Treat us maybe with a bit more respect and not put all these matches on GAA go, because I do think we've saved this championship this year, and we saved a lot of GAA's blushes, because with all due respect, if Waterford or Wexford in that semi-final yesterday, we all know how that story goes. Look, you probably get your 60,000, 55,000 in the door and Limerick blow it away and they're in the final, and we also know how the final goes.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
He's also hoarse after shouting all the way through the match on Sunday.
That is a man who's been out for 2 days. There's no doubt about it. And I love this yesterday. Ger was talking to Hoggy after the press conference yesterday, talking about that lovely moment where Hoggy's little fella came on the pitch.
Speaking of kids on the pitch, your own son running onto the pitch after that match in Croke Park. Lovely moment, and the crowd acknowledging him. What did he make of it all?
He's been on the pitch more than me. He's making a habit of it now, and then he woke up this morning and he didn't even remember. All he can remember was being Andy Lewis. But it's great, and it's something I like look back on, and obviously years to come, and they're the kind of things, they're the kind of memories that players like Decky's the same, his kid, they're things you'll hang on to forever, and it's great to see.
Yes, but can Hoggy's young fella take a free from 70 yards? That's what I need to know.
A few years. That was a lovely moment though.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. You can see that again on the Red FM Instagram page right now, and stand by. We're about to put 100 grand into someone's bank account, I hope. It's someone that wakes up with us every morning, because that draw is happening Friday. Cash Machine, coming up next. Hang on. These beautiful things that I've got. Ooh, 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 ooh.
got you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It is 8.53 and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Benson Boom. Hi Louise, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. How many little munchkins have we at home?
Three boys.
Three boys and a dog. So it's a very quiet house.
Yeah, and a husband. He's the worst.
Oh, the husband. He's the one you end up cleaning up after the most.
He's
looking right. Him out in the lawn again, wiping his arse off the grass.
You know him so, do you?
I do. I've met him. What's your husband's name?
Ray.
All right. So,
oh,
listen.
Poor Ray.
My God. Could have me. He'd be done for
defamation.
Defamation is the word I'm looking for. Do you want to go glamour camping? Let's send you to Leahy's farm. Let's get you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was mixing up there?
Yeah.
Defamation and anyway. Let's go for it. You got to give me three things here that I have that are connected to these words. Give me three. Louise, when I say football, you say?
Team.
Yes. When I say makeup, what have I written down?
Artist.
Oh. I wrote down table, scratched it out and put artist beside it. That was very poxy.
Wow, that was lucky.
Victoria.
Yeah.
If I say coffee, what would you say?
Cup.
Louise, what are you saying?
Table.
For some very glamorous overnight camping with Leahy's Farm.
Yeah.
It's table.
Yeah.
Well done.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
You got three out of three. You're very good at this, all of you that are playing it this week. So we are going to send you to Leahy's Farm, the glorious Leahy's Farm in Dungourney in East Cork. You're going to check out the petting farm. You're going to stay in a very luxurious pod park, which has been open since the 1st of July. It's Sleep 6, so you can bring the whole family. The dog and everything can go along, and you can find it more at Leahy's Open Farm. That is you for the family. Enjoy it.
Well,
and have
done,
a great time.
Louise.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys.
No problem. Thanks for listening. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.